further north now. South Shore was, you know, good. And along the drive, up and down the drive, I don't even know the name of that neighborhood. I guess it was South Shore. That would be about it.
Mm-hmm. How about the north side? Do you know any up there?
No, I'm not familiar with the north side at all. Any names of the neighborhoods or whatever.
What do you think of as middle class neighborhoods?
The east side is a perfect example of what I think a middle class neighborhood is. Most of Chicago, when I was, like, you know, Roseland was all middle class, and Irondale, Burnside, Grand Crossing, that was all middle class.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any lower class neighborhoods?
I would think what I call South Chicago, not what this man called, but what I thought would be a lower class neighborhood.
Yeah. What do you mean when you say lower class? What do you think of?
I think of the income. You know, people there don't, like even the east side, they're all factory workers and that, but there was a pretty dear firemen, policemen, factory workers, bricklayers.
Right.
And you know, pay pretty good, you can raise a family.
Right.
South Chicago, most of the people didn't even have a job.
Yeah.
Or they were, you know, they did anything, you know, a lot of them didn't have a steady job, so it would be their poor families. Mexicans had a lot of kids, you know, and they were always looking for clothes and things. And to me, that was a poorer class of people.
What's the difference between a lower class neighborhood and a ghetto?
To me, a lower class neighborhood would be, again, those that just can't find jobs or whatever, you know. But a ghetto is a, I think of crime when I think of a ghetto.
Yeah.
You know, the money now is out of, you know.
Yeah.
A ghetto to me could be a rich ghetto.
Yeah.
A ghetto to me, I associate with crime, with the prostitution, narcotics, burglaries, a lot of street crime, you know, armed robberies and rapes and whatever.
Why don't you read me those numbers?
Right here?
Yeah, just right quick.
1, okay. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Keep going. Maybe that was fun. I finally got 100 on something. 20, 27, 30, 40, 70, 100, 1,000. The first man, the second man, the fifth man, the sixth man, all at once.
That's right. Oh.
Read those all at once now.
Oh, okay. January, February, April, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sabbath, good morning, how late, afternoon, before supper, evening, after supper.
Right.
What's the question mark? Am I supposed to make it a question? After supper?
What?
Okay. That threw me there for a second.
Oh, those are principally, see, this, the interview is set up for other places, and a lot of these distinctions apply only in the South.
Oh.
They have very, very subtle distinctions.
After supper?
Supper?
What do you call late afternoon?
What do I call late afternoon? Night.
Would you use the term evening?
Nah. I've used it. Naturally, I've used evening, but I always say it's either daytime or nighttime.
Nighttime, right.
Yeah, you know.
It's not a real common distinction.
Yeah.
What do you call it, the early morning when the first sun,
Dawn. I mean, dawn.
Anything else?
No, early in the morning.
See, they have real interesting distinctions. For example, between sunrise and sunup, sundown and sunset. And I forgot, in fact, I was just reading something about a distinction between them, which we don't make any. And they even, some places in the South and the cities, they still maintain those. What do you call a period of 2 weeks?
2 weeks?
Anything
else? Like, no.
Like fortnight?
Never heard of it. Fortnight sounds like something come out of book.
What do you call, not today, but...
Tomorrow? Yesterday?
Yeah. How do you say it's, right now? Tell me what time it is.
I can't see no hands. What is that?
Here.
2:30?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Anything else you call?
You mean like quarter after and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I use all of that, you know, quarter after or 10 to.
You ever say half past?
No. Never use that.
I think you would.